Welcome to the Property Couch, where each week you get to listen to two of Australia's leading property experts. Bryce Holdaway, co-host of Location, Location, Location Australia on Foxtel's Lifestyle Channel, and Ben Kingsley, Chair of Property Investment Professionals of Australia and the 2014 and 2015 Property Investment Advisor of the Year.
All right, folks, you're on the Property Couch. Each week, Ben and I bring you the insider's guide to property finance and money management. Ben, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Mate, talent. So, as we approach our 150th episode,
yes,
too.
I know. Very excited. Well, stay tuned. Later on, we'll announce.
Who
we've got on the show.
And stay to the end of the show. It's worth waiting around for.
That and my quirky facts. Yes, my five quirky did you knows for this.
Just for the listeners, I've walked into the studio and I've noticed that Ben's actually got his did you know prepped.
I'm organized
in his own writing. So sometimes it's just a printout from the net, but it's actually got his handwriting in it.
Still missed the Google. I've just bullet pointed it.
So stick around, folks.
Because I'm in a bit of a rush.
You're in a rush.
I've got to get on a plane.
I've got to get on a plane to go
to Sydney.
We'll drag it out. But a couple of things, mate.
Yes.
Movember.
Yes.
Do you want to know the irony? Do you know how I donated $500?
Yes.
I didn't get around to it until the last day, right?
Right.
And the tally, so I've done it.
Yeah.
So the tally for me to do a webinar had to do 11,000, right?
Yeah.
And what's the amount when I get there to donate? $10,533. So it's like, do I just donate $476?
Just leave it $1 short.
Leave it $1 short.
So you don't have to do that webinar.
Or do I do the full $500 to tip it over? So that's irony. Is that irony?
That is irony.
That your own donation causes you to have to do a bit of webinar.
Mind you, it's all about educating people. So what did we end up getting to?
Ivis is pointing. She won't talk.
Yeah.
But $11,533. Is a terrific effort.
That is a terrific effort.
We have got the couches are the best, aren't they?
They are very. Thank you, everyone.
Wonderful community.
Thank you very much.
And Ivis is giving me some sign language.
Sign language
here.
To say that she.
And Ivis was the number 13 in the Mo sister.
Oh, that was good as well.
And did you know that?
I didn't know that. She's kept that up.
She actually raised more than us, didn't she?
And we got a little gift.
We did.
From our friends from the Movember Foundation.
Come on.
Wow. Here we go.
Mate, so, you are a man of many talents. Not only can you do an opening song, and you can do the harmonica as well. So.
No, I definitely can't do the harmonica. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Now, if someone sends us, Ben, on socials, a picture of the book that they received.
Yes.
And the best picture will get the harmonica.
Oh,
and
one of the harmonicas will go
out. Not the one
that
you've just used. They won't have your spit. It'll be fresh.
Good.
It'll be... So we'll flick it out to someone.
Who knows what's in it.
Let's have some fun with it. Yeah. Give us your best...
Talking about saliva, I've got an interesting fact about a bit of saliva, a bit of spit
in the Did You Know. I like the way you roll.
All right,
couple things. If you didn't receive your book, Ben, if you donated,
yes,
and you haven't received your book by Tomoz, which for time stamping, that'll be Friday the whatever it is tomorrow, the 8th.
Yes.
If you haven't received your book in the mail by Friday the 8th, ping us on Facebook. Let us know. And we'll get it out to you.
Because we have put every one of them in an express envelope too. Not a cheap envelope.
Not a cheap envelope.
We can track all of them.
Yeah.
So they are hundreds of them gone out.
Oh no, poor Emma. Emma, how much? 275 books or something. So
yeah, it's great.
I know. It was great for us. We didn't have to schlep them up to the to the express
post. There's some good Christmas education there. Or if you're struggling to sleep over Christmas, just pick up the book and it'll put you to sleep straight away.
Now, Ivis, we might have to put a little question mark or something up on socials, because now I've got to do a webinar. I've got to know what the people want me to do.
Good point.
So,
what do they want the webinar on?
What do they want the webinar to do?
So, I'm looking forward to your webinar, mate. Just don't drag me into it.
Yeah, well, little do you know. Little do you know.
Well, that's not your webinar. That's, you know.
Well, mate, I arrange it. Like, Jeremy comes in last week and does your did you know? See me kicking off his face. So, Colin kicked it off over in Perth, so he requested that we
thank you, Colin.
Get to that.
Great idea.
He sent me a very good topic suggestion, so the challenge is out there to the listeners to see if they can see his topic and raise him. And just a reminder, Ben, that your webinar, the one that you finally got done...
Well, I've done a couple of them.
Yeah, finally. Mm-hmm. that will be sent out to everyone who is on our mailing list, Ben.
Fantastic.
So the people who are sitting there thinking, how can I get the mailing list? Really easily.
Simple.
How?
Go to the website and give us your email address.
Where?
On the front page.
Doing what?
I don't know.
What would they need to do? What would they need to download that we've been banging on for 148 episodes?
Money smarts.
Right.
So just click on the money smarts or on one of our free reports. We'll get your email address. You then can get the webinar.
Good
it's
recovery.
As simple as that, isn't it?
That's what we have to work with, folks. All right, today is a very... Mindset Minute. Mine's very simple today.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to make mistakes. And I couldn't find the source of this, right?
Right,
so let's just put it out there. I'm not plagiarising.
Yep.
But don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's why inventors put erasers on pencils.
Good point.
So, I just need to think that one through.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, you turn the pencil upside down, you rub it out, and you have another go.
You know, when you're doing those old maths equations,
You
know, you'd always just do them in pencil because you're like, you know, when you rounded wrongly or, you know, you didn't, you know, square root it properly, then that's...
We want to remind ourselves, Ben, that it's okay to take risks and make mistakes that we can learn.
Yes.
So the reason I said that is because some people don't want to invest in property just in case they make a mistake, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But the learning is in the doing, not in the sitting. So knowledge is empowering.
It is.
But only
if you
act on it.
That's right.
So don't be afraid to make mistakes, Ivis.
We didn't even plan that.
That's like we've been doing this for 149 episodes.
But if I can just put one caveat, am I allowed to put a caveat on that?
Well, it depends.
Make a mistake with $500,000 or $1 million and just rush into an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bit of knowledge behind you. And if you don't have that knowledge, outsource that. Leverage by getting some professional advice.
That's what's the execution, not the understanding.
Correct. And then you'll be able to go and speak to a PIPA member and get that done.
Yeah, I spoke to a PIPA member yesterday.
Okay.
And he was very happy with the association with PIPA.
Great.
Got someone wanted to make sure that it was independent of us.
Yep.
Wanted to make sure that they were using an advisor who was PIPA qualified, and they went through the PIPA website and...
Well, I had a couple of people at the expo in Sydney come up and say, hey, thanks for putting the association together. I've used some members. And I said, how did it go? Really good, really professional.
Mm.
So that's great. So we're actually going to feature one of them on one of our new newsletters for PIPA, which is
terrific. Okay, so what we're going to talk about today, Ben, is we thought it'd be a really timely message to give some tips to survive the Christmas season. And this is all about the money smarts, Ben, because... We're going to quote a few reports that we've noticed. One's from Commonwealth Bank.
Yes.
And some of the stats are pretty alarming.
They are. And so, Canstar, they've got some interesting stats in there as well.
So what's interesting about this Christmas season is peak day. The peak day that people will be out and about spending money on Christmas is Saturday the 16th of December. Mm. 6 million Australians are estimated to be out and about shopping on this day.
So car parks at an absolute premium.
Here's
a tip, maybe get Uber it. Uber yourself, get dropped off at the door and then, you know, they can pick you up and take you home.
Well, that's the Christmas tip, isn't it? Be an Uber driver over the Christmas season, get some pocket money. So we're going live on this podcast on the 7th. So that gives people 9 days to implement our tips, Ben.
Yep.
So that they don't end up. But what's really interesting is you've said this a few times, Ben, and it alarms you. But here's the stats, folks. And this is why we thought that this message at this time of the year was
We're all
really
about
important.
Money management, so this is all part of it.
$32 billion
mm-hmm.
in credit card debt, which is an average of $4,200 per cardholder.
Mm.
Ben, that's... credit card's not your money.
No.
We pay $12.3 million per day in credit card interest. Or if you want that as an hourly rate, Ben, that's $512,000 per hour in credit card interest. And if you want to know what it's over a month, that's $374 million. That's a lot, man.
That is nuts. And what's interesting about that, so the Canstar research also tells us that the overall credit card, so... $51.3 billion in outstanding, and the outstanding balance is $32 billion. So if you think rough numbers there, about $20 billion is being rotated and paid out every month. So that's nuts, isn't it?
That is. So that 20 billion we actually encourage because that's money smarts.
Correct.
Using credit card to keep the money in your offset account and then paying off the balance when it's due so that you don't get into any interest. That's good money management if you've got the cash in the bank to make the purchase on the credit card so that the balance gets cleared at the end of every month. But the alarming bit, Ben, is what you pointed out there. 51.3 is peak, 32 billion is the balance. That's the issue.
So, and for those people who are new to modern banking, again, we've stressed this before in other podcasts, but auto sweep. I still meet too many people, Bryce, that are saying, no, I go in every month and I pay it. If you miss it by a day,
bang,
the interest is charged. So
let's slow that down, because for people who don't understand what you're talking about.
Correct. So what's happening here is we got, a credit card has 55-day interest-free period, Bryce. 55 days. So basically every 28 days, the amount that you've spent over that time gets cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what we have a rolling balance. So the idea of having a rolling balance, so if everyone had the $4,200 in a rolling balance, that's okay, so long as they're paying it off each month, because that's $4,200 that's potentially sitting in their offset account, saving them interest on their home loan.
Yep.
So the idea here is you can automatically sweep it.
Mm.
Set it up through internet banking, or go on and speak to your branch, or go on to the phone banking and say, I would like my credit card to be auto-sweeped from my account. Done. Don't worry about
it. Lock and load.
Forget that I've been busy. I was on holidays.
Missed the discount.
I was overseas. Mm. Couldn't get in. Nuts. So auto sweep it.
Now, just for the record, success leaves clues, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I auto sweep my credit card. I don't leave it to chance. Do you?
100%.
So
100%.
100% on the couch. We do an auto sweep here.
Now, another little tip for people, because we know that there is natural slippage. Life gets in the way when it comes to money management. Make sure your limits are not 10,000 or more. And when you get invited to take more limit on, don't want that auto sweep to be too high if your money and your cash flow doesn't allow that. Now, if you're on hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, 15,000 limits, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're $80,000 a year or something like that, then really 5,000 should be enough for you. Because what you'll potentially be doing is putting some discretionary spending on the card. And we don't put discretionary spending on the credit card.
No, not
under the money smarts. We're living a lifestyle.
Hey, Ben, some new Commonwealth Bank research reveals Aussies are planning to spend $11 billion this year, with an average spend sitting at $593, up 25% over the last 5 years. People are feeling like they're in a spending mode, Ben.
This is the Christmas gift for everyone.
But have a listen to this. The report quoted, while slightly more of us have set a budget this Christmas, Aussies will overspend by a huge $625 million. Keeping track of spending is clearly not on the Christmas list for nearly 40% of shoppers. According to the Executive General Manager, Clive Van Horen of Combanks, he said, overspending is a national sport for many Aussie families in December. And hence the reason why we are doing this podcast, Ben.
It is. It's really important to understand that temptation is out there.
Mm.
That's why we have branding. That's why we have advertising. That's why we have sales. That's why they want to get you into the shopping centers. That's why they want, because it's that impulse buy. It's that little thing here, that little thing there that adds up. Now, we're happy for you to get into the festive spirit, but take a budget into the festive spirit. It's just crazy to think that, it's around 43% don't have a budget when they're coming into the festive season. Does not make sense to me.
Mm. So online shopping is going to be more popular this year than ever, and that just sort of indicates how much more comfortable people are buying on the internet.
Mm.
But there's a couple of good things that come from that. You can then do some online bargain hunting.
Yes.
Through doing that. And of course, if you do the online stuff, that means you don't do those last minute impulse decisions on the last day when you're tired and you're in a, you took you 4 hours to find a car park.
But the good online retailers are now giving you some extra gifts at checkout and a few other little options. And if you buy more, they're obviously, do you want fries with that as well?
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that, do your shopping wisely and make sure you stick to a budget. 43% of Aussies not going out there with a set budget.
Mm, it's 8.5 million Aussies will shop between the 15th and the 17th of December. Nearly, and this is from the report,
yep.
Nearly 7 million Aussies do not track their spending over Christmas. That's a lot of Aussies not tracking their spending. And here's, we on average, we spend $16 on a workmate, $38 on a friend and $136 on a family member. So might, that's a lot of cash we're about to spend.
It is a lot of cash. So obviously let's get into some of the ideas and some tips and some other ways in which we can help them, mate.
Hey, before we do that, Ben, I'm just going to have a little cheap shot at us fairer sex, the blokes.
Okay.
We're actually not that great at this time of the year.
So are you teeing the ball up?
I'm teeing the ball up.
Teeing the ball up and having a whack?
We are not very good at this. You know, the report says 76% of women start shopping at least a month before Christmas. We're almost done on our shopping. And I said to Andrew, I made the mistake of saying to Andrew, geez, it just feels like we are, you know, coming into this Christmas period, it just feels like we are much better organised and I got the look. Like, that's because I've done all the pre-planning.
You went the we instead of you?
Yeah, I accidentally used we, but my wife's done a terrific job, clearly. But here we go, men, we are in trouble. You ready for this? We do not keep track of spending. 23%, Ben, let's just call it 1 in 4.
Yep.
Of men will leave it to the last minute.
That is so me.
Have you bought Jane?
No.
No.
Okay. No. No, I've never bought the kids.
Haven't you?
No.
Right. All right. So you're you're the one of four. Yeah. So I'm with probably a bit safe. Of luck, then I'll completely miss it. the majority don't have a budget, and 2/3 spend without a plan. So a couple of things to remember about this season: it's not just about Christmas presents, Ben, because we entertain more.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to spend a little bit extra cash on that.
Yep.
And we also spend a little extra on our homes. Notwithstanding that you're spending a lot on your home right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we spend a little extra on our homes at this time of the season because we, you know, we get a bit house proud. Well, we need to do some new things.
So I can argue, can the pool be like, that's the Christmas gift for the family?
Mate, you practice on me, but you'd better get the routine right because I'm not sure that that's going to fly at home.
Okay, I'll tell you a story about one Christmas. We went to the Christmas tree, right? And we opened up, and inside there were these air tickets to Los Angeles.
Right.
I mean, I think I was 13 at the time.
Yeah.
Biggest disappointment of my life at that point in time was opening up these Christmas tickets, airline tickets to Los Angeles. I didn't have a clue what it meant, right? So I was sitting back going, so where's, and we go to our neighbours.
Where's my bike?
There's bikes out in the street or BMX is going around in our little court. And then we go to our mate's place and he's got an Atari. Mm. And so we're playing the Atari. Mm. It's like, and what'd you get? We're going to some place called Los Angeles.
We've got some lax tickets.
We're going to America. And so obviously, Dad was taking the family to Disneyland.
Mm.
And so that's pretty cool.
That's
right?
Significant.
And amazing. So we left, I think, on the 3rd or 4th of January and we went for, you know, 19 days and we toured through, you know, the west coast of America. Amazing, right? You know.
It would have shown you on YouTube, wouldn't it? Oh, that's right. They didn't have the internet.
And so here I go, what a letdown. So I'm sort of arguing, kids, there's the pool. Actually, No, that's the cement shell of the pool.
We
couldn't quite get it together. We're not going to have the top, you know, the pool's not going to be full until, I don't know when. But yeah, so it's like...
How do you reckon you go with that?
Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
No good.
No good. No, we got the kids something that they'll be excited about on the day.
Oh, good.
But we're over in Perth.
Yeah, okay.
So we've got this logistical challenge, Ivis, where... You know, we, the things we bring, we're not taking them over to Perth just to bring them back. So we've got to have the little ceremony afterwards, and haven't quite worked out how that logistically works to keep the LA ticket. What are we going to call that? LA ticket momentum.
Anyway, so, yes.
All right, let's give some tips. You want to kick one off?
Well, I do. Okay. Plan the season. Yeah. It's pretty simple. I mean, where do you think I was going to lead? I was going to lead them as I've got them.
Yeah.
And that is basically make a list. Check it twice. You know, isn't that, how's that song go?
Come on, how does it go?
I don't know. We're making a list.
Oh, no, that's terrible. That's a duet. We're rubbish.
No, we're rubbish. Okay, so make sure, you know, your shop is all about planning, targeting what you're going to spend. You should have known, you know, using your life hack the other week.
Which one?
Well, the one about, you know, getting a list from the kids or your wife in terms of what presents you're going to.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that is
good. Like, you know, you'd know what that was.
My mate, he texts me, Matt, shout out to Matt. He goes, I tried, it didn't work. She just goes, oh, I'm really keen just to see what you got me.
Oh. there we go.
So there you go. You got to be creative, folks. You've got to work.
You've got to keep pushing.
That's a good one, Ben. Shops spend an absolute fortune on targeting your spending impulse, and a list will help you beat them. So planning it and making that list, checking it twice, is unbelievably important.
So you make your plan,
mm-hmm.
then what and do you do?
For me, stick to it. Make sure you stick to the plan. Now, given the fact that the stats reveal, A, we don't make a plan, and B, therefore less likely to follow through. If you do those two things alone, you are well ahead of not having that January regret where you look at the credit card bill and go, oh my Lord, what did I do? So important, plan the season, make a list, stick to the plan. Anything else, Ben?
Yeah, look, this one's an interesting one because, you know, you hear about the, you know, that, what's that tagline for the good guys? Pay less, pay cash.
Yep.
Well, now it's not that anymore. It's just pay less, right? Because everyone's moving to plastic.
Yeah.
Right? So
I pay cash a lot and it throws them off.
Yeah.
Because they expect you just to tap, but they give us some cash. They go, what's that? It's a $20 note.
But obviously our Money Smarts encourages you to use a debit card.
Mm.
Okay. And if you've got your smartphone, you can quickly look at your banking app. You can see how much you've got left at any one point in time.
Mm.
So even though we're encouraging you to pay cash, in a technical sense, we're saying that that money in your debit card is your cash.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's really important to understand that's your cash. The stuff on the credit, and then when I mention the word credit, that's borrowed money. It ain't your money.
Mm.
So make sure you look at that and say, use your Money Smarts and use your debit card and know what you're spending as opposed to overspending.
And just have an awareness, folks, that statistically it's around 19 to 21%. You're more likely to spend more if you use a credit card. You've talked about the modern cash system, which you're absolutely... But if you use a credit card, 19 to 21% more just because you use plastic, because you take away the pain in that moment at the decision, that pain doesn't come for 30 or 55 days later.
Yep.
So if you're actually paying with your debit card, as you suggested, Ben, that means you feel that you're spending your cash and you reconnect to the purchase.
Correct, because, I mean, as an example, in terms of my weekly allowance, so obviously I get a weekly allowance as part of our Money Smarts, and it's $50, right? So I get $50. I always take that in cash. So I go to the local ATM, take the cash out. Why is that? Because that's my $50 for lunch.
Yep.
So I know for that week that I've got $10 basically each day to spend on lunch.
Mm.
So I'll go and use that. And so it's real time.
Pine
it's
chips
in my hand.
Day, steak and chips next.
Yeah. Yep. And then pie and chips, steak and chips. Pie. No, that's not true. I might, you know, I might go crazy and have a chicken roll,
or chicken
I might completely knock myself out and have a bit of fried rice. But anyway, we digress. The point being, there is it's basically we got. Obviously, did you like that one? Did you? Obviously? Oh, that's good. And because what I also hate in the shops is it's 50 cents if you spend less than $10. Oh, they charge you for the ATM transaction. So I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to give you 50 cents. I mean, there's not a lot of money there. Mm. So I'll pay cash when it comes to buying lunches.
There we go. So the next one for me is have a chat to your friends. Ban unnecessary presents. So you've got this ever-widening glut of friends and extended family and colleagues. Just have a chat. Everyone knows it's expensive time of the year. And just talk about, hey, look, for us, we've got the kids. So if you want to buy for the kids... No problem, but don't need to buy us a present. So just keep it real. Everyone's struggling during this season to cope with their ever-expanding network of people that they've got to buy a Christmas present.
Yeah.
So just be authentic and say, hey, let's just drop it out.
I agree. I mean, especially for big families and big families that get together at Christmas, it's, you know, we've got to keep buying. I think it's, you know, some families have adopted the principles, okay, I'll buy for one, you know, and it's $50 and so everyone has to buy for each other, just one present.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sort of know, as opposed to, it gets a bit crazy. I mean, I certainly sit back and see how many presents the kids get for birthdays and Christmas these days, and it's like they get them from, obviously, you know, Jane and I, and then it's my mum and dad, and, you know, there, and then Jane's parents, you know, and it's not one.
Mm.
It's like they've got to open three or four. And, you know, they're sitting there and they're like ripping them open. And where's the next one? Where's the next one?
I know.
It's like, hey, that's, you know, that's 12's enough. I think 12's enough.
We're working on that. Andrew's mum said something to the other day. She, like when we were growing up, when they were growing up, you just never had that many gifts on. So I think it's Christmas every day for my kids. So I come up and they go,
I agree.
Oh, another toy. Really? So, talk to your friends, Ben.
Money's a taboo subject.
This is an awkward way. This was an awkward way for me to say I'm not buying you a present, you or Ivis. But I figured I'd do it third party via the podcast to say, you know, we've all got the expensive Ivis. We're not. Actually, that's not true. I bought you guys a gift. But,
well, you obviously put it into your budget and you had a plan.
I did. And I paid for it out of my debit card. I paid for my credit. And it's planned for and it's been done. And it's we're the seventh. I haven't left it till the last minute.
Very good.
Yeah.
So you're organised.
Did you buy me anything?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I bought
did
all.
Did you buy me anything?
I bought all the staff. Something.
So me and Ben bought you one. And you haven't bought us one.
I can't believe it.
Seriously.
Oh my goodness. That's okay.
It's okay.
That's all we're talking.
Actually, it's ironic about this bullet point,
okay,
isn't it?
That's okay, isn't it?
That's totally okay.
We don't need a present from you, Ivis. Just your presence.
For the kids,
just your presence enough is enough of a gift for us.
Wow, that was ironic.
Yeah.
That was ironic on this bullet point alone.
We went full circle alone. So,
but that's what I just wanted to show as an example.
And for all the other staff out there, let's don't need anything. Thanks very much.
Exactly. So very good. Anything else you can think of, Kingsley?
Yeah. So let's talk about, selling unwanted stuff on eBay.
Ooh.
Like, we get the odd gift that we want to potentially re-gift. It is a bit tough when your mum's still buying your jocks, and you're 46.
Yeah.
But the point being is that you might get something that has a bit of value, or someone sees more value in what you do. Or you already got one, which is another great one. It's like, I've already got one of those, so what am I going to do? I'm going to either re-gift it or I'm going to, monetize it.
Well, I'm thinking with this one too, in the lead up, you can sell some of last year's gifts that you haven't used, what's in the shed, raise a bit of cash so that you've got some good money to spend
on
the Christmas season. So
especially when you're renovating and you potentially order one window too many.
Yeah. So you're going to put that on eBay?
Well, we put it on Gumtree.
Did you?
Yep.
How'd you go?
Someone's going to use it in their shed.
Nice.
So they got a bargain. Right. We got a little bit of money back.
This is perfect for you. You can just run around and get a whole heap of stuff and put it on a portal of some sort.
If anyone's got a 1930s penny, Australian penny floating around, I'll happily buy it for $5 or $10 off you.
Why?
It's worth about $130,000.
Oh. I thought it was going to be some feature in your pool or something.
No.
All right.
But some person's trash is another person's treasure.
So another extension of that is just to go, I jumped in an Uber car the other day. I tend to ask the Uber guys every single time, how's it going for you?
Yeah.
Because I'm just intrigued with it.
Is it working for you?
And the ones who are doing it part-time say it's brilliant. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who are doing it full-time, I'm probably 50-50. Some say it's working really well for me. Some say it's not working. I digress. But the point is that it doesn't seem that hard for you to strap into the eBay system. And one guy said, oh, look, my wife works shifts on the weekend, so I just drive a couple of shifts on the weekend, so I've got some beer money.
Yep.
So perfect. Why not work a couple of shifts so you've got some Christmas money?
Did you say eBay system then? I think you probably meant Uber system. Uber. That's right.
It was a speech impediment. Uber. Uber.
But that's good.
Sounded like eBay to you.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yep. So I had one gentleman once who was setting up a coffee shop specialising in boutique breads and so forth, and he was driving at night.
Right.
Just so working really hard, but basically making, these sort of specialised breads and starting his little coffee shop up and trying to build it into a successful little business. But to get the cash, he was doing the Uber driving.
So good system. So
what else you got, mate?
What about Dirty Santa or Kris Kringle?
Yeah.
And Dirty Santa we're doing with the team tomorrow.
Yeah, people need to understand what Dirty Santa is.
I know, it sounds a little bit dodgy, so let's clean it up.
Because I never used to call it Dirty Santa.
What did you used to call it? Secret Santa?
Well, we used to call it, basically Staff Santa, which was just everyone, it's $10 or $20.
Oh, sorry, mate.
The Dirty Santa piece is just
a bit bored by that, Tom. Sorry, keep going.
Well, so for everyone to understand what Dirty Santa is, or just basically Staff Santa, is everyone buys one gift, right? And it's to the value of a certain amount. And then you randomly pick a number. And then that number, you can steal other people's presents. That's why it's a bit naughty or dirty, because someone gets a great present.
Someone gets a bit dirty on you.
Yeah, and someone
gets a great... Last year we had an iPad in the mix and someone picked that up around round six, and then all of a sudden there was 17 more to go.
It does make for a fun session. In fact, we should put the rules of Dirty Santa up on the website. So people can, if they're thinking about that, it's great for family fun. It's a bit of fun if you take it the right way.
Yeah.
Usually everyone gets happy. There can be a few tears at the end of them.
Here's a little tip, folks. You want to get a late number. It's not the one where you want to get number one and feel like a winner.
Because someone, if it's a good gift, it's going.
If it's a good gift, it's going. And if you've got a rubbish one, it's staying with you.
But yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of laughter and some novelty gifts there. And sometimes it can be over 18 years of age gifts, so it can have a bit of fun. So just make sure you set the rules, because there's been lots of fun stuff there as well.
And of course, Kris Kringle, we do that with Andrea's family, where we all put a name in a hat, pull out a name, and Bryce, you are buying for
one person. What I was talking about before. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Maximum $50.
Kris Kringle. So I'm just giving you the name.
No, it's good. I like it.
Kris Kringle and Dirty Santa. Just
Oh, very good.
Just to keep it real. So there you go. And anything else?
Well, there's a couple that come to mind. I've got one that's just, you know, do Christmas the day after. Or do it a week after and get the Boxing Day sales. I mean, that's really, you know, out there. Because you're not necessarily getting into the Christmas spirit, but you're
There's a Jim Carrey movie about that that suits you. It's called The Grinch.
The Grinch. Yeah. But that's... other people do it. The Spanish do it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's accepted in some cultures in terms of what it looks like. So it's like, okay, well, I know that obviously the retailers are trying to maximise their... How much was it before? We talked $11 billion in sales over Christmas.
Mm.
Well, everything's 20 or 30% cheaper. I know families who do it because ultimately you're going to get some of the same things a little bit cheaper.
Mm.
So you might do one gift at Christmas, but then you might back it up with the other gift in the Boxing Day sales.
All right, I've got to chat to some Spaniards. We've got one in the office here. I might go and have a chat to Christina and see how that rolls.
Yeah, have you got any more?
Yeah, I've got another one. Just maybe shop at the odd hour. So, you know, instead of going around when everyone's there at prime time on Saturday the 16th Ibis, they extend the hours sometimes till midnight.
Yes.
During the week.
Some are 24 hours.
Some are 24 hours.
Go 3 a.m. in the morning.
Kids are asleep.
Chatties at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Just duck off Ibis and just get it done.
Get it done.
And don't do it during...
Oh, no, you don't have kids. You don't have to worry about that.
So... But shopping at odd hours so that you can take advantage and go when it's less crowded so that then you might just have a peaceful experience. You won't get sucked into the...
The anxiety levels are pretty high around Christmas because everyone's time poor, everyone's trying to do their thing. So, so you know, everyone, let's have a cool head of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people stealing other people's car spots.
Mm.
Uncool.
Yeah.
Uncool in terms of what it looks like. Bryce, track your spending.
Yep.
If you're going to do this properly, track your spending.
But it can be done, can't it? Because the Commonwealth Bank says we don't do it. So how can we make it easy?
Well, you know, there's obviously spending apps out there you can do it. But if you're using the MoneySmart system as well, it's like, well, it's pretty easy to track because you just go into your banking and there's all the transactions.
Mm.
So, and you see what balance you've got left.
Mm.
So, you know, people used to set their Christmas, you know, they used to have their Christmas fund.
Yeah, so Christmas club.
Christmas clubs. They used to come in, obviously officers used to do Christmas clubs and there used to be lay-bys and all that type of stuff. These days, we want all that money in the offset account.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so, but you can, with some lenders, you can have multiple splits. So you can be putting away a little bit of money at the start of each year, each week, and put that into your Christmas fund. Now, it's technically sitting in a sub-account, and it's still offsetting your home loan, and there's that money.
Nice.
And then all of a sudden, you can track it. So you can track it with other apps, but that's obviously a great way of doing it as well.
Make sure this is for a living. You've got so much gold. Last one for me, Ben, is just to make sure that we remember that not everyone is as fortunate as you and I and Ibis to have a good family and people around. So make sure we give to those less fortunate. In it, whichever way you want, you know, it might be as simple as buying one of the gifts and putting it under the tree at the big retailers, or inviting someone over who doesn't have anyone to hang out with, invite them over for Christmas lunch. And we've done deal above on those in previous Christmases.
And there's some amazing people.
Lifts your spirits.
It does. Go to the soup kitchens, and you know. So yes, if you've got a spare $5 left over, you've done really well. Or $10 or $20, buy a little gift for those less fortunate. Smith family do it. There's collections at, you know, most of the big retailers where you can leave those gifts and they'll go to those who are maybe, you know, going through a bit of a tough time over Chrissy.
Dave Ramsey says it, Ben, the best thing you can do with your money is give. And so it feels good. Just remember those that are less fortunate. So there's some good tips there, Ben.
Mate, there are some awesome tips there, Ross.
So to make sure that our listeners, we want to make sure the couches get through the Christmas period unscathed so that they've still got plenty of money left in their offset accounts in January, Ben, when they set their New Year's resolutions, it says that they want to act on the knowledge that they've been building up for the last 148 episodes.
Fantastic. And if you've got any more little Christmas tips, get on social, on Facebook.
We'll put up an image on social, Ibis, and people can let us know so the whole community can see some of those extra tips.
It's a great idea.
So that'll be great.
Beautiful. And
my life hack is very much within theme, Ben.
Good. I always knew you're in theme, Bros.
Talking to my dearly beloved wife, Andrea, yesterday, and I said, what's your life hack at Christmas time? And she said, it's very simple. We get bulk Epsom salts all year round, right?
Great.
Because the kids have an Epsom salt bath. It's part of Sam's health regime.
Yep.
So what she does at Christmas time is she goes to IKEA.
Yep.
And I'll turn to Ives.
IKEA is not sponsoring us, by the way.
I'm talking about. Ives, you know, you just go and get those jars with the lid on them with the little spring loaded.
Yeah.
And, oh, you're on board.
Well, you know, they keep the We have them for our tea bags.
Oh,
keep the tea bags fresh.
Oh, mate, you are a sensitive new age guy. Ooh, you do know this.
Every now and then.
And so Andrea goes and gets maybe a dozen of those, and then she'll get some Epsom salts and mix them with some lavender, put a couple of drops of essential oils in, a few ribbons, and she fills up the you know these jars, and they become her go-to when someone pops over during the season, and she's just got them a gift to give them. It looks very personalised.
Yes.
It looks like it's very...
Up until now.
Well, it actually is very personalised.
It is beautiful.
But it means that that doesn't blow the budget.
Yeah.
And it's very thoughtful. I was going to say thought felt then. Is that a cross between thoughtful and heartfelt?
Well, but you just
it's
made
thought felt.
Trademark it.
I will trademark it. Thank you very much. So that's my life hack, folks.
I love
from,
it.
From my dearly beloved Andrea.
Yes, and Andrea.
To you, folks. That's a standby bulk gift.
She's a beauty.
So did you know?
Oh, we're did you know already?
Yep.
Oh, jeez. I feel like we've only just warming up.
I know.
Can we go a bit longer?
Well, yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. How about...
I'm trying to get you on a plane, man.
Yeah, that's true. I already got on a plane. All right. Five quirky ones today.
All right.
Bullfrogs, Bryce.
Yep.
They don't sleep.
Really?
They don't sleep.
I didn't know that.
So they're on party mode 24/7.
Yeah.
They're just getting about.
Yep.
Bullfrogs do not sleep.
There you go. Folks, all those,
there's
all
number
those,
one.
All those millennials, there's your nickname. You're a bullfrog.
Bullfrog.
They just party animals.
You're going hard.
Yeah.
Our nose, combined with our brain, because the brain holds the memory, can remember over 50,000 different scents.
Okay.
50,000 different smells.
Fair dinkum.
That's nuts, isn't it?
That's a lot of smells.
50,000 smells.
Didn't know that.
You know when you're going to those trivia nights?
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you get asked, you know, what's a group of sheep called? You know, flock of sheep and
a gaggle.
A gaggle. Yep, there's one wrong for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's a flock of crows called?
Or
a group of crows? Oh, or a flock of crows?
Can you line your question up a bit? There, you've thrown me.
What do you reckon?
I reckon it's a... I have got no idea. Hence the segment, did you know I don't?
It's called a murder.
What?
A murder of crows.
That's what they did at the grand final this year. They murdered it.
They got murdered. Yeah, that's true. So a murder.
Okay.
Maybe that's why
no one's ever going to forget that now.
Crows are linked with, you know, 666 and, you know, and
stone the crows.
Stone the crows.
Murder.
There we go.
Stone the people, stone the crows.
So they're referred to as a murder. Right. So I don't know what the origins of that is. If anyone knows the origins, shout out where that came from. So that was an interesting one.
I didn't know.
I had a couple more.
No, go on.
A couple more for you.
You want to roll?
We're talking about saliva earlier.
Oh, gosh.
Were we?
Where are we
going? This one's a little bit, you know.
Oof. Okay.
Did you know that the average life, that the human body creates enough saliva...
Oh, here we go.
...to fill two swimming pools?
Oh, joking. Wait.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Is that a call out?
I don't know how big the swimming pool's at, so I've just sort of said standard swimming pools.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was...
Is that a call out? You need some people to help you fill up your pool?
Nope. Okay. Not with saliva. That'd be a bit... Yeah, a bit gross.
Yeah.
Gross. And let me finish off on a real
high. Come on, bring it home, mate. Lift it.
For all of those selfie users out there, I love this one. Right, here we go.
Oh, selfie.
In 2015, more people were killed from injuries caused by taking selfies compared to shark attacks.
Injuries from selfies?
So more people were killed taking selfies than people killed by shark attacks in 2015.
What's the number? What's the number?
There was Shut no the number gate. On there.
There's
no, I couldn't
number.
Find the number. We should Google that more. That's there. Yeah. So imagine if they're like going to a cliff's edge.
Oh.
Boom.
Bang.
Gone. There's one.
There's Harold.
There's one gone.
See Harold.
What else? Maybe they're planking or something like that and they fall off and kill themselves or...
He knows what planking is like.
Well, that's old. You know, that was around ago. So shark attacks don't kill as many people as people take selfies. So what's the message there?
Don't take selfies.
No, just get in the ocean. You've got more chance of not being killed.
Well, one thing I do know is you aren't going to die of a selfie. You know.
No.
Remember when we came home, Ivis, Sydney?
I don't take a selfie, mate.
You'll be grumpy after your 16-hour flight. So Ivis and I...
I didn't understand. Well, what was that selfie about?
Well, it's just social media.
Yeah,
you just put a couple on. We just got home.
No,
you didn't want to, did you?
No,
I look at you trying to pretend you were all polite.
I don't want to be on a selfie. Well, there was something about that. I don't know what it was, whether we were standing somewhere, but anyway.
There you go. Confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Mate, that was a good did you know segment.
Yeah, there was some good ones.
I'm always impressed when I see handwriting, so you put some thought into it.
Yeah, all 5 minutes of it.
So there you go, folks. There's the bends into the festive cheer for the year. But
150th next week, Bryce. 150th.
Yeah.
So we've got to get someone who's an icon in the property investment.
I've got you, mate. I've already got you on. You're not talking about you?
No, that's okay. I'm certain. Margaret. We got Margaret Lomas.
You mean we've been asking Margaret to come on for about 141 episodes?
she's a busy lady. She's a busy lady. So we're going to fly up Sydney next week.
We are.
And we're going to spend some time with Margaret, get her backstory, talk about property investment and get her wisdom.
I'm excited. We've wanted her on the couch for a little while, Ben, but she's been a bit elusive.
She's the guru.
So, Ben, not only will it be the 150th, not only will it be Margaret.
True.
What else?
Oh, wait a sec. Here we go. Drum roll.
Stiggy.
Stig is going to introduce the show. What else is she going to do?
She's going to do an outro.
If you could just see her body language right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is going to do a life hack. Are you going to do a good one, Wives?
Oh, maybe an Android life hack.
Now, Ben, we've just got to be gentle on Ives. She's actually very nervous about this.
Yes.
So
she wants to record it without us being in the room.
She doesn't want us in the room, all that sort of stuff. But let's be honest, that's going to be part of the fun for us.
Of course
we've got to
be
in the room.
We've got to be in the room.
So there we go, folks. A fair bit to look forward to. The Stigmeister will intro and outro. We'll have Margaret and you and I will be up in Sydney. So that'll be a great 150th. Who would have thought we got to 150, Ben?
I know.
You, me, Ivis, her little Samsung started this off.
Yep, episode one. On the wall over there.
Hey, Ivis, have we put that up on socials? All right, we'll put it up. We've got to put it up now, Ivis, don't we?
We'll take a photo of it for today's show.
That's a relic. And we saw a few relics in with Nigel. We didn't even talk about Nigel this week.
Oh, we went off to realestate.com.au and went to their lab.
What an impressive lab that is.
What an impressive guy he is.
I think there's photos of us up at the lab on socials, isn't there? Obviously. Yeah. So I can't check that. All right, got to get you on a plane, man.
Yes, I'm out of here.
All right, so until next week.
Remember, Bryce, knowledge is empowering, but only if you act on it.
Wisdom. All right, folks, see you next week.